I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Into the 3 o'clock hour we go, the Triple Threat Sports Radio 610. Hey, let's give away a spot in our fantasy football forum. I forgot to tease that, but we have our fantasy football forum coming up August 17th. It'll take place at Treasures, number one gentleman's club in Houston. Lisa Ann is coming in for it. And it's going to be awesome. Let's give the spot at the Fantasy Football Forum to caller number nine. Caller number nine, 832-430 to win.
Which is five less runs than the Astros scored on Saturday at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Well, B-Mac's got the caller on hold listed as 14-0.
That's just cold right there.
Am I caller number nine?
No, DA, you don't need to win tickets to it. If you want to come in for the Fantasy Football Forum, are you a fan of Lisa Ann?
I don't know who Lisa Ann is, but I've heard of Treasures, and I need to do some investigating, make sure their food's not poisoned. But also, I'll go over there.
Yeah, no, I think the food is fine, and that's where we're gonna have our fantasy football forum. And
but you should be there for at least 4 hours to try everything. That's all I'm saying. you go there for the wings. Right?
Yeah, DA, we all know you spent like 6 years here. Is your knowledge of Treasures through hearsay only, or is it practical knowledge that you have?
I have some practical knowledge of all the establishments in the Houston.
You should.
Houston area.
You should. You're a former professional athlete.
We did a lot of research.
Yeah.
A lot of research.
Okay.
Actually, one of the best times, not to talk about Treasure's competitor, but we actually went to the men's club, and that's where we watched the NCAA AA tournament 1 year. That was fun.
Right, because they had the nicest TVs, right?
They got the biggest television.
Yeah.
Over there.
That's great. You care to share who went
great
with
tubes.
You? You care to list the players that went with you, DA?
No, I'm not throwing anyone under a bus.
Do any of them live in Houston? No, I'm just kidding. So DA, I texted you earlier. By the way, it's good to have you on the show as always. I failed to mention also the co-host of the Average Sports Show here on Sports Radio 610 on Wednesday nights with Sean Bajani. I texted you earlier today because I remember from back in the day when you used to do radio with Johnny Harris and I that you had some Gilbert Arenas stories, and you were friends with Gilbert Arenas back in the day. I mean, I don't know how tight the friendship was, but you guys you play hoops together. You drove you drove him to AAU. What was the deal back in the day?
So Gilbert went to Grant High School, which was a little high school out in Southern California, and I went to Thousand Oaks. And so both of us, Grant was on the way to Westchester High School, which was where our AAU team was, called TPI, Top Prospects Incorporated. He was on the older team. And I was on the youngest team. And so I think I was in sixth grade, and he might have been in eighth grade or ninth grade. I remember it was the summer, so I think he was going into his high school year. But I just remember him being, like, really goofy. Like, he wasn't, I don't know, he didn't take things too serious. I remember he played an AAU tournament, and he was by far the best player on the court, and then he decided he was going to play the whole second half left-handed and still scored 15 points. And then he came out the next game and played in Chuck Taylor's, and he scored like 36 and dunked on – I think he dunked on Luke Walton or something like that. Just one of those guys who no matter what he did or how he came out there, just, it was obvious he was one of the great, better athletes.
Yeah, okay, so and so we know all the stories, you know, or we know the story that wound up getting him suspended for a big chunk of the NBA year and ultimately wound up with Javaris Crittenden. You know, it began his downward spiral, which led him to prison eventually. This was all over a card game, all over a game called Bure. Do you have any good – I feel like you have probably played in some airplane – card games in your day, either in college or in the NFL?
My card playing career started in college when party poker was first around. That's how I paid for summer school. well, to stay in Fort Collins in the summer. I'll never forget him. He had the name Live and Let Die, and we were playing the James Bond song every time we took his money. Live and Let Die, because we probably took him for $600. It was me and a friend were playing together. We split the $600 for $300. We did that probably four more times over the course of the summer. My rent in Fort Collins was like $480, so I paid for rent and food, and that's how I afforded to stay in Fort Collins my junior year. And I got pretty good at poker, and I was always good at math. I was good at reading people, and that kind of extended on to the Texans. And we play, everyone plays cards.
Yeah.
It's just a great way to kind of, pass the time, and it's competitive and it's fun. But, like, I realized I couldn't play. There's certain if there's anything you learn about from Gilbert, there's certain tables you should sit at and certain ones you should not, right? When a guy like Gilbert shows up with $100 million, that's not a table you want to be at, because his risk tolerance is a lot higher than yours. And so if you can't lose $2,000 and just walk away laughing like he can, then you don't belong at that table. And that's kind of what happened. And I learned that the hard way too. When I was a practice squad player, there was a pot for like $9,000 in the middle. And, let's just say I didn't come out ahead.
Was it Bure?
No, Bure is one of a number of games where it's a pot type game.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you lose, you have to double the pot.
Right.
And there's a ghost hand, which means, well, I don't know if Bure has a ghost hand, I can't remember, but like the dealer gets a hand, like there's a ghost hand that you also have to beat. And we used to call it, as a joke, Fallujah, which is the place where all,
bad place.
Where we were in war, a very bad place, and you don't want to go there. And so so you can get caught. I've seen pots, upwards of $20,000 before.
Wow. So since we're talking about this, and obviously you don't have to name names, I have to ask you, whether it was locker room, on a plane, whatever, what's the most memorable, what's the most remarkable card playing experience you've had?
I won a young man could not afford to pay me in debt. So he knew a guy at Best Buy who owed him a favor, and they installed a brand new CD, DVD thing in my F-150 as a payment.
Oh, okay. God, that's an awesome story. And you called it even after that?
Yeah. I was like, he's like, well, this has a face value of this. I can get it for this. And can we call it even if I have this? Plus, I pay for install. I was like, you got a deal. And so I had a brand new kind of front console put into my F1.
Oh, did we lose him?
I didn't touch a thing.
Did we lose D? Oh, D, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. We lost you for a second.
You said you got a brand new what?
I do like front console, like, the whole face. So like the touch screen face that, it opens up and you can put the DVD or the CD in there. It was legit.
Okay, so which player owed you? Which player paid you back like that? And why was? And why
name
was it?
Those,
and why
I can't
was it?
Do those names?
And why was it Tim
I'm
Tebow?
I'm willing to throw myself under a bus.
you ever witness tempers flare?
Yes. Oh God, yeah. Crying, flip tables, almost punches thrown, lots of name calling. But the thing about like cards and especially those games, it's not like poker where it's a long bluff and so you can wear someone out. They're fast games, right? That's how you can get a pot up, is it's really fast. So like a bluff is like, it's almost like blackjack in the speed of the game. And so it's like not like poker where you can wear someone out and really get them on tilt. Those are what old Westerns where they pull their gun out and they start shooting at everybody.
Yeah. David Anderson joining us for his weekly visit. D.A., let's squeeze in a little football with you. The Texans are getting ready for their first preseason game this Thursday against the Chiefs. We just got back from West Virginia this past week, and one of my biggest takeaways.
Did you guys take a long shower?
And we still have all of our teeth, and we didn't take banjo lessons. And Rich brought a coonskin cap home. That was about
I
it.
I did. I couldn't resist.
But
at heart, I'm a mountain man.
One of my takeaways was, and part of this was because of the weather. I think it poured a couple of days. They don't have an indoor place there like they do here in Houston. So we only had one padded practice the whole time we were there, which to me makes it really, really difficult to evaluate. And I guess this is sort of a corollary of the question we led off with you last week, just kind of getting in the shoes of someone who's trying to make the roster. What's the mindset going into the first preseason game when you probably feel like you really haven't had a chance to prove yourself so far in training camp just because of the elements and the way the practices are administered?
Well, you know, the coaches love the preseason games because, you know, as they say, it's live bullets out there, meaning, like, this is where you really get to see it. It's different when you're playing in your underwear, running around in spandex, and no one can really hit you, and you don't have to get up from that hit and make a play on the next play. Or when a 240-pound guy is running right at your face, right now you can tag off on him. What are you going to do when the pads are on? So, yeah, you're exactly right. The preseason is a big test of guys' willingness to hit and things like that and tackle. The disappointment about not having pads on is some guys are a lot better and don't slow down when pads are on, and some guys, they kind of like fall to the wayside, right? Like, there's a guy like Kevin Walter. When he put his pads on, he was actually just as explosive and hard to tackle and really strong, right? When he was just in spandex and whatnot, you weren't that, like, overly impressed. But once you put pads on, you're like, wow, he, like, didn't slow down in a second, and he's a big physical wide receiver that no one wants to try to tackle. So I think the coaches, their job is to understand who they think is going to show up and not show up once pads go on, but it's your job as a player to go out there and prove it, right? And let's not forget, the majority of the NFL players are, you know, All-American type athletes already, so, and they've played a lot of football in their day. It's just a matter of going out there and seeing if you fit as a Texan.
Hey, D.A., real quick before we cut you loose, a staple of this part of the preseason over the last decade plus has been Hard Knocks. Will you be compelled to check out the Browns in this year's version?
So, considering they cut another first-round pick and a guy who broke my record, Rashad Higgins, is on the Browns, I want to see what they say about him and how he's practicing. Obviously, the Baker Mayfield drama is kind of interesting. But, I mean, I always tune in a little. I think it's gotten a little, it hasn't jumped the shark yet, but it gets a little too drama for me. And in my opinion, I think they could let the team kind of steer the narrative a little more than HBO. You noticed that in a couple of years ago when the Rams were there, like that backup center, they talked a lot and they showed a lot of film on the backup center and they didn't even make the team. And I was like, well, that's kind of stupid. Like, they should actually, you know, highlight someone that's doing something. So, yeah, you gotta realize to a degree what you're watching, but yeah, you get to see how the sausage made a little bit, so it's fun.
Yeah, we have the producer coming on at 5:20, so we'll tell him that you said his show is stupid.
tell him they need a why so much drama?
We will. You know what? We'll pose the question to Ken Rogers in the 5 o'clock hour. We won't tell him you said his show is stupid. I was just kidding.
And then tell him where are the card games? I know guys are losing thousands playing cards. Oh, show me those games.
That's actually a good question. All right, DA. Thank you. You scripted the interview for us. We appreciate that. You have your own show you got to get ready for, and you're scripting ours. You're unbelievable. Hey, what's going on real quick on the Average Sports Show tomorrow night?
Considering what happened with Urban Meyer and all of these things about people and their issues with other people, it sounds a little awkward, but we're going to kind of be talking about relationships in a way, like your friendships, your close relationships and what that means and what ultimately it comes down to the respect you have for that person and what you respect about them. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that, the coach-player relationship. The family relationship and whatnot.
There you go. David Anderson tomorrow night with Sean Bajani, 7 o'clock here on Sports Radio 610. D.A., we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Hey, have a good one.
There it is. Man. You too. D.A. joining us here for his weekly visit. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.